SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Search crews and volunteers in Texas are still looking for more than 160 people still believed to be missing from the July 4th flash floods. The death toll has risen to at least 120. Andrews County Assistant Fire Marshal Jeremy Prophet says North American neighbors are helping in the search for flood victims.
We have crews from Mexico here. We have crews from Canada that have come in and are assisting us. And every week it'll be cycling through. Every day we see cycles of different departments coming in.
Trash pickup in Philadelphia should be resuming next week after the city and the workers' union reached a tentative agreement. More than 10,000 workers went on strike last week. More bloodshed in Ukraine as Russia's military continues to bombard the Ukrainian capital.
The sound of a Russian missile pelting towards Kyiv was caught on camera by an AP reporter. Russia pounded Ukraine's capital with another major missile and drone attack overnight into Thursday. The strikes caused fires in areas across the city, killing two people a day after the heaviest aerial attack of the three-year war so far. I'm Karen Shamas.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the U.S. and Russia have exchanged new ideas for Ukraine peace talks after he met with his Russian counterpart today. He said they discussed a new and different approach, although he did not elaborate. Rubio said President Trump has been increasingly frustrated with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Last week, the Pentagon paused the delivery of some weapons to Ukraine, but President Trump has directed the resumption of sending some military aid after officials say the White House was surprised by the Pentagon stoppage. Stocks are mixed. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington asks the question, does your church still pass the plate?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 75% of America's Protestant and congregations still use the traditional method of taking tithes during Sunday services, and many also have a plate sitting by the door that people can use as they come in or go out. A majority of churches also give people the option of making a digital donation on the church website or someplace else. However, Lifeway says 60% of parishioners don't use the digital option. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders are warning that the country's small community of believers may decide to flee after last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus was the worst crime against Christians since 1860. That's when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. This is SRN News. Robot umpires are set to make their in-season debut on one of baseball's biggest stages.
Major League Baseball plans to use its robot umpire technology for ball strike challenges in Tuesday's All-Star game at Atlanta, another step toward possible regular season use next season. Teams won 52.2% of their ball strike challenges during the spring training test, with 617 of 1,182 challenges successful in the 288 exhibition games using the automated ball strike system. An animation of the pitch was shown on video board showing spectators the challenge results. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Frosted Flakes and Fruit Loops getting a new owner. Italian candy maker Ferrero is buying W.K. Kellogg. It's a deal valued at approximately $3 billion. The Michigan-based cereal company has been an American institution for more than a century. More at SRNNews.com.